Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the government aims to make India the third largest economy in the world in its third tenure. Prime Minister to jointly chair 22nd India-Russia annual summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin this afternoon. Uttar Pradesh government suspends six officials in Hathras stampede case. Several parts in Bihar witness very heavy rainfall for last 24 hours. Met Office forecasts heavy rainfall in parts of central, northeast and east India for next few days. Gagan Narang to be the chef de mission of the Indian contingent in Paris Olympics. PV Sindhu and Achanta Sharat Kamal to be flag bearers during the opening ceremony. And in women's cricket, third and final T20 international between India and South Africa to be played in Chennai this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government aims to make India the third largest economy in the world in its third tenure. Addressing the Indian community in Russian capital Moscow, Mr. Modi said today's India achieves whatever goal it sets. He said this is his first interaction with the Indian diaspora after the formation of his government for the third time. Prime Minister Modi said he has taken a vow to work with three times more strength and at three times more speed. He said today India is giving the most reliable model of digital transactions to the world and empowering its citizens through excellent policies of the social sector.
आज जब भारत डिजिटल पेमेंट्स के नए रिकॉर्ड बना रहा है, आज जब भारत L1 पॉइंट से सूरज की परिक्रमा पूरी करता है, आज जब भारत दुनिया का सबसे ऊंचा रेलवे ब्रिज बनाता है, आज जब दुनिया की सबसे ऊंची स्टैच्यू बनाता है, तो दुनिया कहती है वाकई भारत बदल रहा है।
Prime Minister Modi said the whole world is amazed at the pace of development that the country has achieved in the last 10 years. He said when people from around the world come to India, they say that India is transforming. Mr. Modi said this change in India is not only in the system and infrastructure, but this change is also visible in the self-confidence of every citizen and youth of the country.
इस बार पेरिस ओलंपिक में भी भारत की तरफ से एक शानदार टीम भेजी जा रही है। भारत की युवा शक्ति का यही आत्मविश्वास भारत की असली पूंजी है और यही युवा शक्ति भारत को 21वीं सदी की नई ऊंचाइयों पर पहुंचाने का सबसे बड़ा सामर्थ्य दिखाती है।
Prime Minister Modi said India and Russia are moving shoulder to shoulder to give new energy to global prosperity. He appreciated the leadership of President Putin to strengthen ties between the two countries. Mr. Modi said India's new momentum of growth will write a new chapter in the development of the world.
भारत रूस के हमारे रिश्तों को हमारे सिनेमा ने आगे बढ़ाया और आज आप सभी भारत रूस के रिश्तों को नई ऊंचाई दे रहे हैं। जब हमारे स्टूडेंट्स संघर्ष के बीच फंसे थे तो प्रेसिडेंट पुतिन ने उन्हें वापस भारत पहुंचाने में हमारी मदद की थी। मैं रूस के लोगों का, मेरे मित्र प्रेसिडेंट पुतिन का इसके लिए भी फिर से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं।
The Prime Minister said India and Russia have decided to open new consulates in Kazan and Yekaterinburg. He said this will enhance travel and business trade between the two countries. Later today, Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will co-chair the 22nd annual summit between the two countries in Moscow. Both the leaders will review the entire gamut of bilateral issues, including defense, trade, investment and energy. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit and the UN. Mr. Modi reached Moscow last evening on a two-day official visit to Russia. The Uttar Pradesh government has suspended 6 officials in the case of the Hathras stampede after the submission of the report by the Special Investigation Team, SIT. In the SIT report filed today, it is stated that negligence by event organizers was the main reason behind the incident. Based on the SIT report, 6 persons, including SDM, CO and Tehsildar of Hathras district, have been suspended. Akashwani correspondent reports that the SIT has also held the local administration accountable. The 2-member SIT states that a conspiracy is not denied, but an in-depth investigation is needed. It said the event organizers did not make adequate arrangements for the crowds gathered. SIT visited the accident place on the 2nd, 3rd and 5th of July and questioned about 125 people to file its report. The Delhi police has arrested 7 people, including a doctor, in connection with an international organ transplant racket. Deputy Commissioner of Police Crime Branch Amit Goyal said the mastermind of this racket was a Bangladeshi. He said the crime branch has also arrested a person who used to arrange patients and donors and a female doctor involved in the transplant. Mr. Goyal said the accused have been running the organ racket since 2019. In Jammu and Kashmir, security has been tightened along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 after a deadly terror attack on an army truck in Machedi area of Kathua district yesterday, in which 5 army personnel were martyred. Our correspondent reports that the CISF, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir police personnel have been deployed along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway in Udhampur as the 11th batch of Amarnath pilgrims passed from there this morning. Meanwhile, a massive joint search operation was launched by the security forces to track down the terrorists involved in yesterday's deadly attack. President Draupadi Murmu has condemned the terror attack and said it is a cowardly act that deserves firm countermeasures. The president extended her sympathies to the families of the bravehearts. President Murmu also prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has also expressed grief over the loss of 5 Indian Army soldiers in the terror attack. Mr. Singh said the nation stands firm with their family in this difficult time. He also informed that counter-terrorist operations are underway and Indian soldiers are determined to usher in peace and order in the region. The minister also prayed for the speedy recovery of those who sustained injuries in the attack. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu has urged students of the National Institute of Science Education and Research to use their education and knowledge for mankind and the nation. Addressing the 13th graduation ceremony of the institute at Bhubaneswar this afternoon, she congratulated the graduates, shared words of wisdom and inspired them to bring laurels to the country by doing excellent work in their respective fields.
आप एक अत्यंत प्रतिष्ठित संस्थान से उपाधि प्राप्त कर रहे हैं मुझे पूर्ण विश्वास है कि आप जहां भी कार्यरत रहेंगे अपने कार्य क्षेत्र में श्रेष्ठता के सर्वोत्तम स्तर प्राप्त करेंगे मुझे आशा है कि आप अपने कार्य क्षेत्र में उपलब्धियां प्राप्त करने के साथ साथ अपने सामाजिक कर्तव्यों का निर्वहन भी पूर्ण उत्तरदायित्व के साथ करेंगे
The BJP today slammed leaders of the opposition India bloc, accusing them of selectively visiting victims in states where they do not have a government while ignoring those where they hold power. During a press conference in New Delhi, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, condemned the leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, and alleged that these leaders have neglected the atrocities committed against Dalits in Tamil Nadu.
A DMK government, the failure to maintain the law and order situation, and almost the atrocity against the Dalits are increased day by day. Rahul Gandhi or Mallikarjuna Kharge, they didn't visit there. Rahul Gandhi is going to Hathras or he is going to somewhere. Why he don't know where to Tamil Nadu?
Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment Secretary Rajesh Agarwal today said employment, education and assistive technology are the 3 pillars for raising the living standards of the differently abled. Addressing the 6th conference on empowering persons with disabilities through accessible and assistive technology, Mr. Agarwal noted that employers should utilize the differently abled with the best of their ability and not view these opportunities as charity.
ये एक अच्छी बात है कि अभी इंडिया में बड़ी कंपनियां हो, मिड साइज हो, छोटी हो, सभी पर्सन विद डिसेबिलिटीज को एम्प्लॉयमेंट दे रही हैं। हमारे जो दिव्यांग यूथ हैं, पूरा आपको फुल फ्लेज्ड काम करके दिखाएंगे, बहुत अच्छी आउटपुट देके दिखाएंगे। इंडस्ट्री में अच्छा रिस्पांस आ रहा है और हमें पिछले 3-4 सालों में देखने को मिल रहा है कि सभी तरह की इंडस्ट्री चांस दे रही है।
In Bihar, several parts have been witnessing heavy to very heavy rainfall over the last 24 hours. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in western and south central parts in the state, including Patna, Siwan, Gopalganj, Saran, Seharsa, Madhepura, Katihar, Bhagalpur and Nawada districts for the next 24 hours. Alert has been sounded for lightning and thunderstorms and people have been advised not to go outside or work in fields during the rain. Due to continuous torrential rainfall in Terai region of Nepal and catchment areas of prominent rivers, flood-like situation has emerged in several districts. More from our correspondent.
Due to heavy discharge of water from Valmiki Nagar Gandak Barrage and Birpur Kosi Barrage, several areas in West Champaran, East Champaran, Gopalganj and Supaul district have been submerged. Flood waters have entered in Valmiki Nagar Tiger Reserve also. Large number of people from low-lying areas have taken shelter at safer places. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar undertaken aerial survey of regions affected by flood of Gandak and other rivers. He asked officials to provide all possible relief to flood affected victims. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The weather has improved in Mumbai today, a day after normal life was disrupted due to heavy rains. The Indian Met Department has withdrawn its red alert warning for the city and its suburbs. Trains on both central and western lines are running normally. However, schools and colleges in Mumbai, Navi Mumbai, Thane, Raigarh, Alibag and Panvel remain closed today. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. The IMD said these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till the 12th of this month. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today conducted an aerial survey and ground inspection of flood-affected areas of the Kumaon region of the state. Flood situation due to waterlogging persists in some places in Udham Singh Nagar and Champawat districts due to heavy rains on July the 7th and 8th. More than 1,400 people have been rescued and taken to safe places in Sitarganj and Khatima, tehsils of Udham Singh Nagar. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain in some places in the state tomorrow. Meanwhile, in Himachal Pradesh, the monsoon has slowed down a bit during the last 24 hours. Most places in the state are cloudy today. However, the Met Department has predicted heavy rain in the next 2 days. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has named 2012 Olympic Games bronze medal winner shooter Gagan Narang as the chef de mission of the Indian contingent to compete in the Paris Olympic Games. Star shuttler PV Sindhu and table tennis ace Achanth Sharath Kamal will be the flag bearers during the opening ceremony. The IOA president, VT Usha, said Gagan Narang's elevation from deputy chef de mission's position was an automatic choice in the wake of Maricom's resignation. Chef de mission is an important administrative post as he is responsible for ensuring the welfare of the participating athletes, taking care of their needs and liaising with the organizing committee. In women's cricket, the third and final T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. South African women are currently leading the series 1-0 after winning the first match by 12 runs at the same venue. The second match was called off due to rain. Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are trading in the positive territory today. Nifty 50 hit an all-time high level during the afternoon trade amid buying in the blue-chip stocks, firm global market trends and foreign fund inflows. Sensex was trading 381 points higher at 80,341, while Nifty 50 rose 101 points to 24,420 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the government aims to make India the third largest economy in the world in its third tenure. Prime Minister to jointly chair 22nd India-Russia annual summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin this afternoon. Uttar Pradesh government suspends 6 officials in Hathras stampede case. Several parts in Bihar witnessed very heavy rainfall for last 24 hours. Met Office forecasts heavy rainfall in parts of central, northeast and east India for next few days. Gagan Narang to be the chef de mission of the Indian contingent in Paris Olympics. PV Sindhu and Achant Sharat Kamal to be flag bearers during the opening ceremony. And with that, we end the midday news.